We are on Daf Chav Gimel Amid Beis, 4 lines from the top. Boi Rabbi Zeire, Ha'aymer Harei Olai Lach Meitoide. A person was mekabel on himself a neder to bring Lach Meitoide. And in his neder he said, either Lach Meitoide, there are 40 chalas, 10 achametz, 30 amatzeh. And he said he's going to bring lach meitayde min achametz or min amatzah. He's going to bring lach meitayde, 10 lach meitayde. And his neder was either min achametz or min amatzah. The heavy seer, and he brought seer, and let us just see Rashi, so we'll understand a little bit as the Gemara progresses, what the study Ashayla are. So Rashi says, Toida tuuna mem chalais, shloishim shal matzeh, v'yud shal chometz, min ha-chometz, v'y min ha-matzeh, yud chalais, me'eze min she'erze. L'kamen boi, later the Gemara is going to ask, heichi ma'ise yud chalais l'chibayu, as a possible to bring only 10 chalas, but that's late in the sugya. Siyo, sheyotzo michlal matze ulechlal chometz loibo. Siyo is, it's not matze, there's a ktas chimutz, but it's not a chometz gomo. Rameya v'Rabbi Yehuda pligi be'elo oivrem. L'Rameya havi siyo b'hachsof asponim. That means one sees that the dough gets pale. Vafilu ein shum stack. There's no stack, there's no crack in the dough. But that alone, the paleness of the dough, that is seer, according to Rameya. Nim nizdak, what happens if the dough was left without asik and the chimus progressed, and now there are stokim in the dough. Afilu ki karnei chagovim. Karnei chagovim means that the stokim are not mu'urev zebezet. That means there are not so many stokim. There's a stock here, a stock there. Without any hisarvus from the stokim. So according to Rameya, mikri siduk v'chayiv kores. So according to Rameya, if Hachsof esponim is tzir, which Rashi just said before, sheyotzo michlal matzah lechlal chometz leibo. If it's nizdak according to Rameh, that's chometz gomo yechayiv kores. V'sir b'achsof esponim amrinem b'reishay lo'ivrim, b'rameya chayiv malkis. This sir, which is a hascholos hachimutz, according to Rameya, you're not chayiv koresh, you're chayiv malkis. We learned this out from Apostle Kol. This is Rameya. So, Shitas Rameya is, achsof esponim, chayiv malkis. If it started stokim in the isa, you're chayiv koresh. Rabbi Yehuda islay trei kuli. Rabbi Yehuda, there's a double machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rameya. Chode, v'chsifoi ponov, afilo siyo lo mikri. If it was v'chsifoi ponov, that is not siyo. We'll see as the sugya progresses, that's matzah. That's no problem whatsoever. V'chikarnei chagovim, hu de mikri siyo. If it's karnei chagovim, if there are some cracks in the dough, the cracks did not become me'urev. So that is seer according to Rabbi Yehuda, which according to Rameh Rashi said before is chometz gomer yechayiv kores. This is seer according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's one kula. Va'oid kula achiti de baha de kori lei Rabbi Yehuda seer lei mechayiv lei malkis. So first is a machlokes. When is it called seer? According to Rameya, hechsifu ponov esir. According to Rabbi Yehuda, is kikarnei chagovim. It's called seir. That's one machloikas. One kula of Rabbi Yehuda. And the second kula of Rabbi Yehuda, that the seer of Rabbi Yehuda, you're not like loy mechayev loy malkus. Now, so now let us get back to the Gemara. Boy Rabbi Zeira, ha'ima harei olay lachmei toide min ha'chometz or min ha'matzeh. He was mekabel on himself b'nether to bring 10 lachmei toide, and he gave himself the option, if he wants, he can bring 10 lachmei toide shal matzeh or 10 shal chometz. Ve'hevi seer, and he brought 10 lachmei toide that are seer. Mal, what is the din? So first, the Gemara wants to be mevara what its dode hashayla are. So the Gemara asks, seer deman. First of all, the terminology of seer is the machlekes Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda. E seer the Rameir le Rabbi Yehuda. If we're talking about seer the Rameir, which is a sefer ponov le Rabbi Yehuda, matzeh mal yosei. So it's matzah. It's no problem. So if a person brought, he made an edit to bring oy chometz oy matzah, and he brought seer the Rameir libid Rabbi Yehuda, izicha yaitz neder. This is matzah. E the Rabbi Yehuda le Rameir. If we are speaking about alibid Rabbi Meir, he brought the seer of Rabbi Yehuda. That means he brought kikarnei chagovim, which Rabbi Meir holds as chayiv kodes. Chometzu, so he's also yaitz the nedes chometz gomer. Ve'ida Rabbi Meir le Rabbi Meir. So if he's clearing a shaila, the seer the Rameya alibe the Rameya. That means Ichsifu Iponov, which Rameya considers seer, and an Ichsifu Iponov Rameya holds that you like it, there's a lot. So the Gemara says, Mitaloki alayt, you get Malkis, Chometzu. So it's Chometz, but also it's no Shaila, so it's good. It is a Teiris Chometz, Legabi Malkis and Pesach, should have a Teiris Chometz Lagabi Lachmei Toida. So, we don't know yet what the Shaila is. Elo the Rabbi Yehuda le Rabbi Yehuda. Now, the Shaila of Rabbi Zeira was Seer the Rabbi Yehuda, which is Karnei Chagove. Le Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda said, you're not like it. You're not like it. My. So, what will be the din? The seer the Rabbi Yehuda, alibid Rabbi Yehuda, what will the din be if he brings it for lachmei toide? Sveike havye v'nofik mimonavshech. Do I say it's a sofik? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a sofik chometz, sofik matzah. So memeleth will bring seer. He'll be Mekayim is neder, because he gave himself the option, he's giving 10 lach meitaydi, the chometz or matzah, and it's a suffix, so, mamon of shech will be yoitze. Oidum ber yahu veloy nofik. Or maybe, the seer, the Rabbi Yehuda, leave the Rabbi Yehuda, is a ber yah. It's not chometz, it's not matzah. So he won't be Mekayim, his neder, by bringing seer. Now, let us see Rashi. Seer the man. He seer the Rameya, the Chsifa Ipono, the Rabbi Yehuda. Chloima, the Kami Boilon, Alibe, the Rabbi Yehuda, Inofik, Bahai, seer, Eloi. We're claiming, seer the Rameya, which is a Chsifa Ipono, will he be Yoitze, his Neda, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now, that's no Shail. Ovadi, the Rabbi Yehuda, Matze, Mal, Yehu, the Nafik Mishim Matzah. So that's no Shail. Don't need a Shail of Rab Zeir. He seer the Rab Yehuda, the Karni Chagovin, Miboy Loch Alibi the Rab Meir, Havadai le Rab Meir, Yotzi Dei Nidroi, the Nafik Mishim Chomet. It's a seer the Rab Yehuda, Karni Chagovin, Alibi the Rab Meir, person's Chayv Koret, so it's Zicha a Chomet that one can use for lachmei toide. Ve'iver Rav Meir v'chsifa ipono v'kami boilon alibe de Rav Meir. So the Gemara says, midaloki alei damrinen hosam ha'oichloi b'men. If a person eats, as she brought down before, that according to Rav Meir, chayev malkes. Yechayev malkes. Chometzo. So this is chometz. Now Rashi is touching a very sensitive point over here in our Gemara. Here the Gemara says, "Siyer derameya alibe derameya." That means "chsifa ipono." Now let us give Rav Meir a questionnaire. This siyer, is it chometz? Yes, chometz. You get malkes. You get malchus on it. Do you get kares? No, you don't get kares. So we see it's not a chometz gomor, it's a partial chimus. So we have a big problem, and Taisus is going to be Meira the problem, and Rashi wants to fend for this problem. So how did the Gemara know to say with a pashtus, well, if you get malchus, by Pesach, so tiche kosher for lachmei toide. Who says? You see, it's not a chometz gomer, it's a partial chometz. You don't get kares. So where did the Gemara figure out, how did the Gemara figure, well, you get malchus, so tiche kosher. How did the Gemara know this? This kasha, Taisus asks, and Rashi wants to favor on this kasha. So let us see how Rashi fa'emphas this kasha. Chometz, the Gemara says, if according to Kameya, you get Malkus, Chometz, so Yezicha Yoitzef by Lachme Toide. Ma'af al gav de Kores loy Mechayev, et Rashi not Mechayev Kores, Mishum de Lav Chometz Haroi Lachilahu, Miu Chometz Nukshe Mikri, mid the Mechayev Allah Malkus. So Rashi is very unclear. Rashi touches the question. It's minachayev kores. That's because it's not roi lachila. Mi chometz nukshe mikri. Vimachayev malkes. Linyaneda yotze yedai nidroi. Shrehei vichometz. So the Chassam Sofer wants to say pshat in this Rashi, that Rashi held as follows. That what Rashi says, laf chometz haroi lachilahu, does not mean, kipshutai, that it's not edible. It's partially edible. Chas v'shalom. He says he could have a chometz nukshe that's madanim. It's meiridik. It's very edible. So what does Rashi mean? It's the love chometz haroi lachila. So he says that by Pesach you need that the chimutz sheboy has to make it amacho. Mitzat chimutz it has to make it amacho. That means chometz. The chimutz makes it roi lachila. Chometz nukshe the chimutz sheboy mitzat the chimutz sheboy. It's not. It doesn't make it roi lachila. It's roi lachila, you have other ingredients. But the chimutz doesn't make it roi lachila. And by the chiyuv kores of Pesach, where he saw this Pesachness, but by the chiyuv kores of Pesach, you need that the chimutz should make it roi lachila. By seichel chometz, it has to be a chometz that the chimutz makes it roi lachila. That's what Chassam Sofer says. Zuk Chassam Sofer. Now, if it would say, by lachmei toide, if it would say that the mizbeach will eat chometz, would say a loshen achile by achilas mizbeach. The lachmei toide, you need achilas mizbeach. So then there would be no shaila. So then, just like chometz nukshe is not a chometz lachayiv koris, because it's not a chimut ha-mashlimay lachiloi, so then, so by lachmei toide, you also need, if it would say such a loshen that the Mizbeach should eat the Lachme Toida, would say such a Loshen. If there'd be such a Loshen, so then, 100%, then the Gemara would never say what the Gemara did say. But he says, this unique halacha, that you need a chimutz, that mitzat chimutz o yitzroi l'achila, that's a miyuchidik halacha l'gabi chometz. By toid, it says it should be chometz. It doesn't say it has to be a chimutz that is mashlamit l'achila. It says it should be chometz. Well, if it's called chometz nukshe, that's called chometz. It's called chometz. By the chi of Koresh, you need a bigger daga of chometz, a chometz that the chimutz makes it roi l'achile, chometz nukshe is not that daga. That's Harashi Fanfer. So Mamela, the Gemara, Nuvot, Svore, Pshute, if it's called chometz, by Lachmei Toide, you need chometz. This is called chometz. By Koresh, you need a chimutz that mitzat chimutzoi, it's roi l'achile. So, the vial, we don't know where we have Rav Zeira Sofik. The vial, three cases, he said, is no Sofik whatsoever. Ella the Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Zeira Sofik was the Chometz Nuksha of Rabbi Yehuda, which is Karnei Chagovim. Here we're claiming a shayla. The Karnei Chagov. What is the shayla? The Rashi, the shayla is like this. Mi boilon alibed Rav Yehuda da omar besiyo didei yisore. Now Rashi brings down that there's a baraisa mesechtes psochim. And let's just focus on what Rav Yehuda holds. Rav Yehuda said, Siyar Yisarev v'ha'oich lo'i potter. Siyar Yisarev, you have to burn it in Pesach, v'ha'oich lo'i potter. As you said, you're potter for Malkus. Now, what is Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda? You have to burn it, but if you eat it, you're potter. Ami boilon aribet Rabbi Yehuda d'oma b'siyar didei Yisarev. The Siyar of Rabbi Yehuda, karnei chagovin, he said Yisarev. Alma, the Zachiv Sreife. What's that, the Zachiv Sreife? Tashbiso, the Zachiv Sreife. Alma, yesh, boy, tzad, chomet. So, weißt du, if the Zachiv Sreife, so weißt du, there is some chimot here. Vekoma, ho'oich loy potter. Then he says in the same breath, siyer yisore, ho'oich loy potter. Alme lav vaday chometzu. It's not vaday chometz. Vahavi hasros sofik. This is a very these four three words are shver. We'll come back to that. So what do we see from Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda said up some very modern lashon. He said you mechuyev to burn it. So by choice there's chometz over there. And lead the geese of oich loy potter. So weiss the chois. La vadai chometzu. Yes, by tzad chomet. La vadai chometzu. So what is the shayla? My sofik avi v'nofik mimonavshech. Is it a sofik? I do me ber yahavi v'loy nofik. Now let us, that's Rab Zeira's sofik, and let us try to explain the sofik. There's one tzad in Rab Zeira, and this is, I found this in the Dvar Shmuel, in Masechtes Psochim, he brings this from the Leile Achreinim. According to Rab Yehuda, this seer of Rab Yehuda, Karnei Chagovim, Rab Yehuda did not know, this is a partial chimutz, that's for sure, the process of chimutz started already, this cracks, is a partial chimutz. There's a tzad that he was mesupik. What are the tzadei asupik? One tzad is, maybe it's chametz gomel. Ramei said it's chametz gomel. Yosef, maybe it's Taka Chometz Gomer. Meir was sure, he wasn't sure. But here it's odd, maybe there's Chometz of it, maybe it's Chometz Gomer. So now, if I have a suffix, is it Chometz Gomer, is it not Chometz Gomer, I'll ask a Rav Ashal, Abba Machuyev to burn it, Suffolk the Reise Lachumre. I mean, there's a Suffolk, if it's Chometz Gomer, there's a Mitzvah Tashbisu. If it's not Chometz Gomer, but you have a Suffolk, so you clear a Shaila, you see Chomachuyev to burn it. See how you saw it. There's a Chimetz over here. I have a Suffolk, maybe this is Chometz Gomer, you have to burn it. A person went and ate it now. V'oich loy potter. So now, the Suffolk, according to Rav Yudis, is, did I eat Chometz Gomer? Or maybe I didn't eat Chometz Gomer. Maybe I didn't eat Chometz Gomer. Maybe it's not Chometz Gomer. According to Rav Yudis, there's no, this side, it's either Chometz Gomer or it's not. He doesn't have a posik of Nukshe, Rav Yudis. He has a Suffolk, maybe this is Chometz Gomer, maybe it's not. So Memele, if you learn like this, so, Rav Yehuda, the chometz of Rav Yehuda, Kalnei Chagovim, Rav Yehuda had a suffix, maybe it's chometz gomel, maybe it's not, and if it's not, what is it? It's matzah. So, Memele, so now let's go back to Rav Zeira Shaila. Rav Zeira had a Shaila, if a person made another, Harei Elai Lahavi Lachmi Toide, and he brought Zia, so according to this thought, so, Mamonim Shachabi Yoitze, Rabbi Yudah doesn't know if it's Chometz Gomer, if it's Matzah, he doesn't know, but, so in Anhogia, you must leave to burn it, Misafi. If you eat it, you can't give Malkis, because, I mean, I don't know. Abba Maisa, this is Sofik Chometz, Sofik Matzah. So, Mamela, if a person made a nether to bring Yud Lach Meitoy to either Chometz or Matzah, he brings this here, Mamonim Shachabi Yoitze. That was one tzad in Rav Zeira. Then Rav Zeira had another tzad. Maybe Pshat in Rav Yehuda is not, he's mesupik if it's Chometz Gomer or if it's Matzah. Now that's not the suffix. He's mesupik, he's not mesupik at all. It's a barrier. Seer is a barrier. Now what does that mean, it's a barrier? There's a meiridike to Feres Yaakov. Feres Yaakov says like this. It's a barrier. But let's, barrier, you're not allowed to eat it. But it's not Chometz. Now, how do we understand this? Zut to Feres Yaakov and Moirde Kizach. Zut to Feres Yaakov is a posik in the Torah, Shiva Shomim Teichel Olav Matzis. There's a Shiva Shomim Teichel Olav Matzis, so, Lad Rashi God and Sochim and said it's not a mitzvah to eat matzah 7 days. It's a lava bomb chalasai. That means teichelol of matzahs v'loy chometz. Now, this lava bomb chalasai is telling us you're allowed to eat matzah. It's not talking about a mitzvah. You're allowed to eat matzah, but if there's any chimutz in the matzah. Matzah v'loy matzah sheyesh bei chometz. That's pshat. That means, I didn't say it's chometz, but in the lava bo mechlala say, if it's not dumye the matzah, matzah is pure, no chimutz whatsoever. Here there's a tat chimutz, over here. There is the chimutz process started already. What does it make it? It makes it, it's not matzah already. That's for sure. Matzah means nothing started yet. When the 18 minutes with Isaac, nothing happened yet. And that is a lava bom michlala say minatayre, that it's also to eat. You're not allowed to eat it minatayre. You won't get malchus. It's a lava bom michlala say. So you won't get malchus, but you're not allowed to eat it minatayre. That's the barrier. Cause it's not chomet, but it's not matzah either. It's a matzah. It's not potatoes. It's a matzah that the process of chimutz has started already. And that is a lava bo michlala say. That you're not allowed to eat that. That's lava michlala say. And that you're not allowed to eat it. You won't get malchus. Fine. So if that is the case, so if a person will say, Arei elai lahovi yud lach mei toide, you're not yotza with this. It's not chomitz, it's not matzah, it's a tabelia. That was Rav Zeira's suffix. Rav Zeira did not pshat Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said, see, Yisoreis, and Potter Machilosoi, Boichloi Potter. So he didn't know if this psak is because Rav Yehuda was Mesupik, is it Chometz Gomo or Matzah, Gemura? Or is it a barrier? And that's the Nafkimin in Rav Zeira's Shaila. But now, Kan Shoyel Aben, which is take a good shaila, if we will say for 1 minute that that's a barrier. Now, so may we understand how Ichloi Potter, it's a lava bomichwala, say like the Tiferet Yaakov said. But why is Siyo Yisorei? Rav Yehuda said two halachas. He said, Siyo Yisorei, v'ha'ichloi Potter. Now, if we will say for 1 minute, v'ha'ichloi Potter, because in the lava bomichwala, say, Teichlol of Matzis means if it's already not a pure matzah, there's a process of chimit, that's awesome. Fine. That's awesome. But why do you have to burn it? It's not chomet. It's not chomet. If it's a belly, it's not chomet. It's michlal matzah, yotzel lechlal chomet, loy nichnas. Why do you have to burn it? Where did Rabbi Yehuda get a din that you have to burn it? So, I found in Dvar Shmuel and Psochem, he brings a machlokes to Chazanish and the Mekor Chaim. If Rabbi Yehuda holds it's a barrier, why are you mechuyev to burn? The Chazanish says, mid Rabbonah. Tani Rabbonah ke ein hachanami. This year yourself is at Rabbonah ne kedit. Fine? I only have a problem with this, because when Rashi brought down Rabbi Yehuda, the Kanech got me boil on the Libby Yehuda, the Omad Besir, the day you saw it, Alme Yesh Boi Tzad Chomet. But the Rabbon and the Kedin, it's nothing. There's no Tzad Chomet, but the Rabbon said, because since you're not Latinus, they say, but Alme Yesh Boi Tzad Chomet, the Loshen of Rashi is B'chayr is not masim, but it's a darabona. What is it, the Chazaynish? The Mekor Chaim says it's a daraisa. He says it's a daraisa. Now, Kan Shoyel Aben, how did he get it to be a daraisa? So, we could say, but then we'll get into hot water. We could say that, we just mentioned the Chsam Sefer in Rameya. The Chsam Sefer said that Rameya holds that this partial chometz, you don't get chorus from it because the chorus of chometz is dafke if the chimutz is makes it royal achila. And here the chimutz doesn't make it royal achila. So that's why in the chorus of chometz you don't get. But it's a chometz. So if he would say this for 1 minute, so this is a, if a, you know, you get David the Lav, he says, hello, Shibisham Terhalo Matzis, Meloi Chometz, it's chometz. It's not a chometz that you get chorus, but it's a chometz. And that's why he mechuyev to burn it. So Gan Shoyel Aben, so why isn't it good for Lachmei Toide? Just like we said, according to the Meir, it's good for Lachmei Toide. So according to the Mekor Chaim, I don't understand why it isn't good for Lachmei Toide. If minat Toire, you mechuyev to burn it. According to the Chazaynish, it's very good. But the Loshen of Rashi before, when Rashi said, when Rashi brought down Rabbi Yehuda, mi boil on a rishda, mi sir, di day yisav, alme, yesh boi tzad chometz. I mean, that Loshen is not mashme. I mean, Rashi said, that's what we see from Rabbi Yehuda. Basically. So this is unclear. If you hold it's a barrier, so why they didn't see a Yisorah? Okay, but that's all Kaponim chat in the Gemara. Now let us just, we skipped, there's a few words in Rashi. There's a tzad in Rav Zeir, Rav Yehuda, it's a sofik. Sofik chomet, sofik matzah. So memele, So that's why there's a din siya yisoret. Maybe it's chometz. Maybe the raisa lechometz. Oichli pota al malava de chometz. Bahavi yascho asofi. So this is a shreklach Rashi that all the achronim don't understand pshat in this Rashi. So Rashi says that it's you don't get malke that oichli pota al malava de chometz. Bahavi yascho asofi. So they ask, the concept of Asro Sofik means as follows. A person did an Aveira. Let's say there's a Sofik if he's Reuven's son or Shimon's son, Ben Shiva le Shimon, Ben Tesha le Reuven. I don't know who his father was. And he goes and he hits Reuven and he hits Shimon. So he's Zicha was Maka Ovid. One of them is Zicha Ovid. I don't know which one. So the Gemara says, if you hold Asro, Sofik, Shmei Asro, so you'll give him Misa. I mean, we told him Asro, I mean, when he hit Reuben, we didn't tell him, you're going to get Misa for this Akob, but we told him, you know, there's a possibility you get Misa for this Akob, you'll let Shimmy. So there is a Machloikis. So even though Bishas Ichako, he did not know clearly he's going to get Misa for this Ako. But Lamaise, since after both Akois, Isaac know he hit his father, so he gets Misa. Sofik Shmei Asro. That's all that's, and if you're Asro, Sofik Loi Shmei Asro, he won't get out. He won't get Misa. But over here, what does Rashi say, Asro Sofik? No one knows what it is. Rav Yehuda doesn't know if it's chometz or matzah. So, the problem is Asro Sofik. I don't know if he did an aveva or not. Here's Kakasha, why didn't you give him malchus? You know what the Rav is going to say? Give him malchus? I don't know if he ate matzah, if he ate chometz. I mean, how can I give him malchus? If you say, because Hasro Sofik. So this kasha, Rabbi Kibbege, the Rishash, the Shakiv, everyone asks this kasha. This is a Shrek Lecharan. The Feres Yaakov wants to say something very interesting. And I think this is what he means. The Feres Yaakov says, now, Rabbi Yehuda said a broad statement. Rabbi Yehuda said, Ha oichloi pota. I mean, I said, Oichloi pota. Rabbi Yehuda didn't know. Let's say it's a Sofik. He doesn't know if it's Chometz, Matzah, Oichloi pota. Right? Rabbi Yehuda didn't know. In 120 years, this person comes to Maila, and they're going to say, Rabbi, you know you ate Tzio. I'm telling you, the Maila, they know. There's no Sofik Lapi Shemaya. It's Chometz. You're going to get Kodesh. So they say, sorry, Rabbi Yehuda said, Oichloi pota. You're going to punish me for eating Tzio? Rabbi Yehuda said, Oichloi pota. You can't punish me. You can't give me kodesh either. Because Rabbi Yehuda said, Oichloi pota. He's going to come with a taina. He'll slap Rabbi Yehuda with him. You said, Oichloi pota. I was daring, but man, I would never eat something and get kodesh. You told me Oichloi pota. And pota is a very inclusive term. You're pota from an Einish. That's what you said. Oichloi pota. So this is takishver. Why is he takish pota? I mean, how could Rabbi Yehuda say oichloi pota? Yehuda doesn't know, but in Shemayim they do know. So the Teferes Yaakov says something very interesting. He says, "When he chayv kores, if you're amazing, that's in chayv kores. If a person doesn't really know what it is, there's no person on this world who knows what it is. That's not called amazing." It's not called mezi, because I don't know, who knows that it's osa? I'm a shagit, I shouldn't, everything, he throw the books at me, but I'm not a mezi. And kodesh is only by mezi. That's not called a mezi. So that what Rashi says, asro, so it's not that kodesh needs asro, kodesh doesn't need asro. But Rashi is giving a dogma, just like by malchus, you need a asro la'afrim and shogik amazed, even if he doesn't know. He's not called amazed l'gabi malchus. So if he doesn't know, he's not called amazed l'gabi kodesh.
And he won't get Kares. And that's what Rabbi Yehuda said. Oh, they can't do anything to you. And no one knows on this world what it is. So Mamela, that's how, that's why Oich Lai Potter. That's how the Tiferes Yaakov says Pshat. Let us see Tosfos. Isir the Rameir Rabbi Yehuda, Matzah Mal Yosei. The Gemara says, the Sir the Melibit is Matzah Mal Yosei. Vim Taimah, but the Perik Eilo Oivrim Tanya, Sir Yisore, the Noisne Lifne Kalboi, and before the Shosem Dahainu, Sir the Rameir the Rabbi Yehuda, Mashme the Osa Ba'achila. Now, this Tosfos brings the braisa that says Siyo Yisorev, the Gemara says in Masechtas Pesachim, is not going on Siyo the Ramei Elibe the Rabbi Yehuda. It's very misleading. Others bring down but Tosfos kashes the Perkei LaOivrim Tanya V'Noisnoi Lifnei Kalbei. That's what Tosfos is talking about. V'Noisnoi Lifnei Kalbei Umeforish Osam. The Hainu Seer de Rameya le Rabbi Yehuda, Mashmet de Osa Bachila. That it says he gives it to the Caliph. So he gives it to the Caliph, so Vaisis it's Osa Bachila. And our Gemara says, he Seer de Rameya le Rabbi Yehuda, Matze Mal Yosu. There the Gemara says he gives it to the Caliph, and here it says Matze Mal Yosu. Yeah. Beshloimet and Bidrabon and Baalmos, no, Takematze, Malyos, Takematze. The Osa Bachila, the Osa. In a proved you said, Rabbot, with the Shoy Litne Lifne Cowboy, Shmamino Dave Matze Malyos. That means if he says he give it to the Keller, Chomet is Osa Bano. So if he says, don't eat it and give it to the Keller, that's out of the rice of the Kedin. That's a Chomet, that's a Chomet Rabon and not to eat it, but it's not Chomet, it's Matze. Vida Rameya la Rameya, midaloki alei chometzu. So the Gemara says, if we're speaking about Hechsifu Ponov, according to Rameya, so since you get Malkis al chometz nukshe, so it's chometzu gabi lachmei toide. So here Tosfos asks this pertinent question, dim taima, vidume shani linyim pesach, the Rabbi Yekro, beperik eilo ivre, midachsif kol. There's a kol by Pesach. It's not chometz gomor. No, by Pesach, I even a lot of kol. But when it comes to lachmei toide, you need real chometz, not a kol do chometz. Chiteima neilef chometz de toide mi chometz de Pesach. No, it's chometz lagabi Pesach. It's chometz lagabi toide. Who told you? Tumim mi chometz gomor. The Chayiv Kores Gemrinen. Avol haide lechoshiv chometz gomer linyin Pesach, lechoshiv chometz linyin toide. So that's Tosfos Kashe. How could the Gemara say with such a pshitos, how could the Gemara say with such a pshitos that it's, since you get Malkis, the Gemara says, Tosfos wants to avoid this kasha. It could be pshat, the Gemara is the hoki kama. The pshite de lo yotzo mishum matze, the linyan matze yafin en taida mi pesh. That's what the Gemara means. That means if it's called a chometz to get malchus lagabi pesh, it's ichan a matze. Not that the Gemara means that it's chometz. The Gemara means that it's not matzah. That's what the Gemara says. Midaloki alei chometzu. Not that you can be yoytze lachmei toida with it, but if it's chometz, then you can't be yoytze with the matzah, with the lechem matzah. Avul koshe, but that's hamshach. The bereish kol menoches bois matzah, comma. The Gemara is allowed by Menoches, the Eimer Loisayocha Chometz. You're not allowed to bake a mincha to become Chometz. Ela Siyah. But Siyah you're allowed to bake it. If it becomes Siyah, Nishkefela. Hek the Gemara, Siyah the man.
Ieder Rameyer, Le Rameyer, mit der Locke, Le Chometzu. Man sagt, how could you say you're allowed to bake it? There's a lot, Le Seyofe Chomet. According to Rameyer, you get Malkis. So how can you say you're not over the lab? Now here, the mother seems to say clearly, you're over the lab, Le Seyofe Chomet, because you get Malkis. My kushy, Gabi Pesach, the chosh of chomet, the rabbi yekro. V'nire de yesh shum yito betoide o b'menoches, the chomet lukshe chosh of chomet skabayu. Period. Pesach says, the must, if the Gemara asks such a kasha, so you see there must be a certain posik, where the posik is Pesach doesn't know, but from the Gemara you see it. The Gemara said, b'pshites, that the Yizicha Oiver, the law of Leisayofa Chometz, according to Rabbi, the Chometz, the Ramea Libe, Siyo, the Ramea Libe, the Ramea, so the Gemara Zicha had a limud that the Nukshe has that in Chometz, Rabbi Menachos and Taide. Oh, the Mashmas, so the Zayita. Oder mach ma hosn do kula oma ein mach mitzen bekommt luksche gabitoide da komm ein mach mitzen betapuchim was a mach mit do kommt no kshave I thought this is I just said there's a limud that khamet luksche is a teres khamet for gabi menachis the gabi toide and here this brings a gemara that you're not allowed to be mach mitz with tapuchim may peres which only makes khamet luksche hayno lechatchila וכשבול לחמץ שתי הלחם וחלוי סטוידה, מצווה לסייס בחמץ גומו. זה מצווה to make with חמץ גומו, that means, even though I have a ריבוי, תשע said there must be a ריבוי someplace that tells us that חמץ נוקשה is נכלל in the love of the יופי חמץ, in חמץ נוקשה you could be יוית the לחמי חמץ by תוידה, but lechatchila yizicha is a mitzvah lechatchila to make chametz goma. Fine. Now, we're not finished with the sugya. Correct the Gemara. So that's Rav Zeira Shaila. Rav Zeira Shaila, what kind of Rav Yehuda? Is it a suffix? It's a suffix. So then if a person said, Arei Elai Lahovi Yudlach Meitoide, he'll bring Seer and Gevaldik, he'll be Yoitze, or maybe not. And that was Rav Zeira Sofi. Like the Gemara, I got news for you, there's no such thing. But this whole Shaila is an impossibility. Like the Gemara, Ba'omar Rafuna, Ha'oima Arei Olai Lach Meitoide. If a person says this innocent nether, the way you said, he wants to bring Lach Meitoide, maybe Toide or Lachma. You don't bring Lach Meitoide, you have to bring a Toide with all the Lachomim. Kiven the Ichayev Lei Vitoida Velachma. So, that's number one. When a person says such another, is Mechuyev to bring a Toida with 40 Chalas. And since he's Mechuyev to bring a Toida with 40 Chalas, Hola Yoda Hai Gavre Yichometzu De Leisi Matze Yimatzu De Leisi Chometz. So, Rav Zeira's whole thing is very Matze Chalas. That means, the loch is, if a person says, Areel, I love you, lach, me toidi, mechiv to bring a toide, and 40 chalas. Now, Rabbi Zeira said, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he can bring, seal, and, Mamam Shechet, whatever it is, it's gonna be good. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to bring 30 matzadik chalas, and 1 and 10 chametzadik chalas. Now, he's gonna bring this seal, so he's going to ask the Rav, what I do now? What I do now is this 10 matzah dikachalas, 10 chametz dikachalas. The Rav shrugs his shoulders and he says, Rabbi Yid, he says, this, you can't bring this because you don't know what to do. I also don't know what to do. You bring 30 matzah dikachalas and 10 chametz dikachalas, and this, can eat pace of shame. I don't know, whatever, but it's not for Allah, for Allah, my time, it's not good. That he told him for sure. For lach mitoid, it's not good. So Rab Zeira's whole shayla, yeah, Rab Zeira's whole shayla, see the Rav Yehuda, leader of Yehuda, he can do something. I'm a man who will be yaitz. I got news for you. He won't be yaitz anything with me. So the Gemara says, you're right. Like tzriche da oma harei olaych halo lifter teidose shoploi. Yeah, if he says, I'm a chai myself to bring lachme teide, then he's in hot water. Then he's to bring a teide in the dark. No, he said, I'm not. I want to machive myself to pater. I'm going to bring 10 chalas to pater yen. Yen is machiva toida. I'm going to bring 10 chalas for him. Correct the Gemara. And that was his nether. Now we don't know if, so Zayda said, well, if it's not a barrier, Izicha was machiv his nether by bringing seal. Correct the Gemara. No. He said he wants to the pata yenem schiyat. He'll bring his 10 chalas of siya. Yenem doesn't know. He's not patting his schiyat with his 10 chalas of siya. He doesn't know. Ichometzu the leisi matzah. Ichometzu the leisi chomet. So that also can't be the shayla. So what was the case of Rab Zeire that Rab Zeire said? He has a tzad that he could be yaitza with tzir, if it's not a barrier. So the Gemara says, "Leitzriched leoma lifter meipak gavre yidei nidrei nafik oilei nafik teiku." So let's say Oisman. So the Gemara says as follows: the Gemara says this person made a neder. I'm not going to patter Reuven is chayva toide. Shimon made another. I'm not going to pater Reuven's chiyah, because if he says he's going to pater, he can't bring Sia, because Sia will not pater anything. She can only make problems. You know, he made another. I'm going to bring lachme toide for him. I'm not going to pater. I'm going to bring for his chiyah. I'm going to bring. He made another. I'm going to bring for his. And on this neder, Rabbi Zeira said he could bring Sia, and you brought Taka for his neder. He didn't say I'm going to pater his chiyah, because he won't have nothing what to do with them. But al kaponim, if your neder was I'm going to bring for his chiyah ten lach meitayde, and you bring either chametz or matzah, and you bring Sia, according to Rabbi Yudim, it's not a barrier, you were yaitze your neder. Now let us see Rashi. Hochi gassini. Amar avuna ha'oimer harei olai lachmei toide mevi toide v'lachma. The adam yedei dein lechem v'loi toide. There's no such concept as lechem without a toide. Even the chayiv v'kulo, since he's chayiv and the whole set of it, toide v'lachma. Hei nami de la beryahu, even though it's not a beryah, but hei chinokik. Zeir said on this side he's yoitze. Hola yodi chometai si de loisif alei. He doesn't know if he brought chametz and he has to leisef alei v'leisi matzah. Matzah who? He brought matzah leisef chametz. Ba'al kochoi yovei, he has to bring mem chalas k'sherim. U'behem yaitzi dei nidroi. That means, so he has to bring mem chalas k'sherim. Shrei hevi eser shenoda v'gam hoisif alai. The Lashon of Rashi, the Rishash tells the Rashi, he brings 10, and then he has to bring 40. So the Bechay doesn't have to bring the 10. If the neder is machayv and 40, he'll bring 40 geherin gechalas. The Lashon is unclear. Leitzrich et amarei alai yud chalas lifter tidoshi shoplay. Leimachayv alai v'kulemem. If he said, I'm going to bring for his chiyuv, the pata his chiyuv, so the neidah doesn't have to bring a teidah. Like the Gemara says, even the Omar lifter, he said, I'm going to pater his chiyah. Leinofik, ad the potel elah pleini mi yutchalas. Yes, the pater from yutchalas, vahai lo imotzi potel elah, vahai siya, lo yoda hu pleini my icy. Haya, the loisif alay, doesn't know what he brought to us, you're not patering his chiyah. Leitzrichet lo Omar lifter, he didn't say lifter. Elah harei olay yutchalas. I'm going to donate 10 chalas with Teidosi Shaplay. Die kim da mal der Teig das ich hab so eine lei hai und lei betei da lach ma hi da ma hai mo khoi ba da da lach ela ba essa ba va da psikolon da hu plaini lei mifter ba hai sie jene won't give have any benefit for this aber wie un nami lei kibla lei le mifter ei well aber his nether was also not the pater ela la sieinu ba ume וחסבה שיוכלו לקורב עם המצה של חברת. חסם סייפר says, עם המצה של חברת, חסם סייפר says, מצה, לא עם המם של חברת. וחסם סייפר says, פשט, this Rashi as follows. He says, if this person knew, he made a nether. The nether was, he went to a lawyer first, to go to the nusach of the nether to make, because else he didn't get in hot water. So he made a net like this. I'm going to bring 10 chalas for his chiyah. He is a chiyah to bring 40 chalas. I'm bring 10 chalas for his chiyah. And all of a sudden, he comes and brings 10 chalas of seyah. He brings a chalas of seyah. Zok tehilikech sam seyfer. If this person would have seichel and would know that these 10 chalas, he can't do anything with these 10 chalas because we don't know if it's chametz or matzah. So what kind of a nether did he make? I'm going to bring 10 chalas for his chiyah. We can't bring seer. That's double talk. I'm going to bring 10 chalas for his chiyah. If he can't use it for his chiyah, so you want yaitzi your nether. So he says, that's why Rashi says he was a shtikal amoreh. He thought that it was chametz. That's what he thought. So when he made the nether, he thought that the seer is chametz. So he's going to bring these 10 chalas that he'll be able to use together with his matzah. Likorev im matzah shel chaveiro. I mean that was his nether. So according to his ignorance, he was yaitzer the nether. That means that even though Yenna won't be able to use it, but that's called, he brought it for Chaveiroi. Because Lefidatoi, he thought the Chaver could use it. That's what the Chassam Sefer says. Make a Gavri, if they need right now, what are you going to do? Lamaise, v'yipto, v'yipo, d'mem, v'nidvastoi, v'cheres. That is the Lamaise. So the Shaila was Taifun Balta'acha. The Shaila was Absazay Vaisleis for Chassam Sefer, like you mentioned from Rabbi Yankee. The Shaila Balta, he made a Neda, and then all he could bring now was he's going to bring for Yenim Stoida. And he thought this is good for Yenim Stoida, and a Kaponim, that's called his Yaitze, his Neda, because the way he thought, he said, I'll bring you the chametz and matzah, and he thought, this is chametz, and the mele, that's his nedah. Let's just go a little further. Look to Mishnah Baita. Kosher bepore, posel be'egla. Whatever is kosher bepore, pora dume, is posel be'egla ruta. Kosher be'egla, posel bepore. Tana rabona, what does this mean? Pora b'shchite k'sheira. Pora dume is kosher b'shchite. Barifa psula. Egla barifa k'sheira. B'shchite psula. Nimtzeis kosher b'pora. Posel b'egla. Kosher b'egla. Posel b'pora.